Wilfred, starring Elijah Wood. Doubt must be no more than vigilance, otherwise it can become dangerous. George C. Lichtenberg. Ryan's cleaning up.
Hey! Why does everything look different? And what have you done with my hair? I distinctly remember leaving it right here, all over the place.
Well, cleaning up a little.
Oh, what? Because you've stopped smoking weed? I can't either.
I'm trying to air the place out.
Ryan starts up a vacuum cleaner and Wilfred attacks it.
Sorry, Ryan! Die! Evil robber! It's dead.
Outside.
Ryan, it's been 10 days. What are you trying to prove?
I'm not trying to prove anything. I just like feeling clear-headed for a change. Now I've got more time for things like catching up on my reading and learning yoga.
Yoga?
Yeah, Kristen invited me to one of her classes.
Kristen? Exactly how long is this pointless lifestyle experiment gonna last?
I've made some positive changes in my life. In fact, last night I polished up my resume.
Whoa. Easy does it. A job, Ryan? You really think you're ready for that? Up there?
I've never felt better. Why are you trying to undermine my confidence? It's like you're working against me.
Working against you? Come on, mate. Have a little faith. Don't you think you've been a bit paranoid?
Look, Ryan, I know you've got your doubts.
Ryan's distracted by a car passing slowly by.
Ryan, are you listening to me?
Ah! What?
I said I'd never do anything to harm you.
Wilfred squats behind a woman doing yoga on the beach.
A whimsical, light-bodied bouquet. Crisp, with a hint of peach. And a lingering rotten egg finish. Exquisite.
Boy, I needed this. I have been so stressed lately.
What's up?
Dr. Ramos invited me to go to India for 4 months to help him open his new clinic.
Congratulations, that's amazing.
Well, Leo doesn't want me to go. He says I won't be able to adjust to a new culture. Excuse me, but I was the one who was willing to live in the valley. Leo thinks I talk too much.
Ryan spots the man who was in the car, watching him.
Ryan.
Hey, do you see that guy?
Who are you talking about?
Never mind.
Oh, Ryan, you have to experience this. Leathery, with subtle tones of menstruation. When this opens up, it's going to be beautiful.
I was going to tell you because you've been acting so negative lately, but I'm going on a date tomorrow night.
A date? With who?
No one. Just someone I met.
Met where?
Well,
Wilfred goes and looks at Ryan's tablet PC.
Lovematchdating.com? Oh my God! Please tell me that donkey face thing with the braces is not the chick you're going out with.
She doesn't have braces.
Yeah, you just can't see them because they're probably on her legs. How do you think she supports that massive donkey face?
I think she's a great match for me. She's a partner at a marketing firm, she enjoys fitness, and she's looking for a long-term relationship.
It's way too soon for that. Let me find you a nice hit-it-and-quit-it chick. Gross. Out of your league. Lazy eye. Balding Asian grandmother. Gross. Ooh, here we go. Angelique.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? Favorite music? All types. This chick must be like an expert in music. Ryan, wait. Look, I get it. You're feeling better about things. You're cleaning and yogiing and not smoking and life seems like one big fluffy pink cloud.
Yeah, so?
It's not real. You think your demons have vanished, but that's a lie, mate.
No offense, but I think I know myself better than you do.
You're right. What do I know? I'm just your neighbor's dog who talks to you and doubles partner in Wii tennis. You're totally fine.
Everything looks so good. I can't decide.
A display of shoes in a shop.
Ooh, red velvet. I think I'm going to be a little bit naughty today.
Nice dog. He's got quite a personality.
Yeah, that's Wilfred, all right.
Wilfred? Is that what he's calling himself now? You know, that's real Italian leather. He might want to get a sharper knife.
What?
Yeah. I see him, too. And I hear him.
I hear the things he says.
Look, this is some kind of twisted joke.
No. Wilfred ruined my life. And you know what? You're next.
I don't know why you've been following me around.
I'm Bruce. Ryan, is it? Don't you bullshit me, Ryan. You see him. We both know what I'm talking about.
Who are you?
Ryan! Ryan!
Shit, he's coming. Do not tell Wilfred we talked.
You call me when you're ready to learn the truth. There you are. Find anything interesting here?
Oh, no, not really.
Wilfred, this thing we have, the way we communicate, have you ever had this sort of relationship with anyone else?
Sitting together in Ryan's car, Wilfred ponders.
Why do you ask?
Have you?
It happened once before. I was at a party, and this guy looked right at me and said, "Hey, what's up, dog? I see you, and I know what you're up to." And I said, "Well, I see you too. If you got something to say, say it." Turns out he was talking to the guy right behind me who'd been banging his wife. Wait, Ryan, please tell me there hasn't been a guy standing behind me since we met.
So, nobody else?
You're one of a kind, Ryan.
Wilfred gets out of the car, and Ryan reaches into his pocket for the folded piece of paper Bruce gave him. Later, they meet up in a karaoke bar.
I just gotten promoted to night manager, so I decided to treat myself to a sweet-ass studio apartment. Mini fridge, black light, you name it. And one day I stopped by my landlady to drop off the rent, and this guy answers the door that I can only assume must be her mentally unstable son. It looks like he's playing dress-up or something. But what I didn't know was that other people didn't see what I saw. Does this sound familiar?
I just never thought I'd hear this from someone else.
Anyway, we smoke a joint, tells me a couple funny stories. Next thing I know, I'm hanging out with him all the time. I'm his goddamn best friend. Let me guess. He talked you out of getting a job, didn't he? Keeps you smoking weed all the time. Hell, I bet he even got you take a piss in some poor guy's hat.
Not exactly.
And then he convinced you to make out with your own father.
What? No.
Yeah. No, I mean, me neither.
Look, I know Wilfred may not be the best influence, but he's my friend.
Yeah, I thought so, too. One night we're at this strip club. Wilfred slips me a condom, shoves me in the VIP room. Turns out he poked a hole in the tip of that condom. Next thing I know, I'm the proud father of Cinnamon Sizzle's firstborn twin.
Jesus.
But the whole time, through all the boozing, debauchery, and making out with people I wouldn't have normally made out with, I never doubted that Wilfred was looking out for me. I can tell you don't believe me, but just ask yourself this. How well do you really know Wilfred?
I'll be back from the dentist in a couple hours, so just hang out on the couch and, I don't know, do whatever it is you do when I'm not around.
Right, I might. I'm sure I'll be right here on the couch where you left me.
Outside, Ryan looks through a window and sees the couch is empty. Moving to another window, he spies on Wilfred munching a slice of cake in the kitchen. He knocks the rest of the cake off a worktop, stamps on it, and kicks some across the floor, then switches on some music, nodding his shaggy grey head to the beat. Ryan hides behind a screen as Wilfred looks outside through a glazed door with a closed Venetian blind. Ryan peers through a gap at the edge of the blind and watches Wilfred admire himself in a full-length mirror. He pulls the end of his tail through his legs, holding it there with his thighs while he adopts different poses. Then, hearing a door close, Ryan creeps down the side of the house and sees Wilfred heading off. Ryan follows him through a rundown area to a warehouse where two men are loitering at the bottom of some steps leading up to a door. Wilfred lopes up the steps to a third shaven-headed man who gives him the nod and lets him go inside. After some time, Wilfred emerges carrying a brown paper bag. At home, Ryan watches Wilfred dig a hole and bury the bag under some pebbles in the garden. As soon as Wilfred's gone into the house, Ryan slips into the garden to retrieve the bag. He opens it and brings out a piece of paper on which is written, "Look behind you." With a sigh, he looks round to see Wilfred standing there.
Why are you following me?
What,
you don't trust me? What's going on?
I don't know what to think anymore.
Ryan.
Yeah?
It's me, Angelique.
Oh, hi.
Hey, just to warn you, I had a gin and Sprite while I was getting ready. Okay, two. Oh, where's your fedora? You said in your message you were going to wear it.
My message?
Oh, my God. Some of the things that you wrote were so gross, I almost didn't come here on this date. But then I was like, gross is kind of hot, right? And all of that stuff about the post office. I don't really know what snout rape means. But I hate my mailman too.
23 inches, Ryan.
What? I know, right?
Why the
hell am I on a date with Angelique?
And not the girl I picked?
Angelique is an alcoholic blowjob machine, and you're
welcome.
Ryan goes back to the restaurant table.
Listen, I think I'm just gonna head home and call it a night. Why don't I just pay for my drink?
Oh, I get it. Let's head home. Call it a night. I'm down with that.
Excuse me.
In the washroom, Ryan douses his face with water, then looks at the condom that fell out of his wallet.
Shitty date, huh?
What are you doing here?
Do you believe me now, Ryan?
I don't know who to believe anymore.
Then test that condom.
Ryan fills it with water. There's a hole in it.
It's not too late for you, Ryan.
Get rid of Wilfred. Get your life back.
Get rid of him. You mean kill him?
What's wrong with you? Oh, you don't kill him. You take him out in the middle of nowhere and ditch him.
But he's not even my dog.
He's not your dog. That is your problem.
All right. I'll do it.
Hey! Give me just a second.
Bruce goes back to the cubicle he was in.
Did you just...
He presses a finger to Ryan's lips.
Let me just wash my hands.
Next day.
Wait, so where we're going, there's an acre, a full acre of just pot plants, all for the taking, and there's no security?
The guy at the dispensary said.
So would I be able to, like, stuff this whole knapsack full of weed?
Sure.
Never smelt that before. Never smelt that before. Never smelt that before.
Oh.
Never smelt that before.
Shoot. I just realized I left the granola bars back in the car. I'll just go get them.
I'll come with you.
No. That's okay. Just go ahead. I'll catch up.
You stay here. I'll go back to the car.
No. Just stay, Wilfred. Stay.
Is something going on, mate? You're acting kind of... Wait, are you leaving me here?
What was that?
What was what?
Bruce, what are you doing here?
Who are you talking to, mate?
Bruce, you don't see him?
See who?
I knew he'd do this. He sees me. He's just being a dick.
Ryan, it's just you and me here. You know that, right? You're really starting to worry me now. Look, let's just go back to the car. Oh. Dude, you are bloody kidding me!
See? He knows I'm here.
Wilfred wipes Bruce's spit from his face.
Hello, Bruce. I should have known you'd have a hand in this. And you, Ryan, conspiring with this lunatic behind my back.
Okay, it's true. I met Bruce a couple days ago, and...
He told you some crazy story about me ruining his life?
Ryan, don't listen to him. He's just trying to get inside your head.
Who are you gonna believe, Ryan?
Whoa. What? We can't leave him here, Ryan. No, I don't know what you are. I don't know if you're a devil, an alien, or something crazier than that! But someone's gotta stop you.
You're not well, mate. And listen to me.
I'm through listening to you!
Violence is never the answer. As the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said.
Wilfred punches Bruce and Ryan grabs his gun.
Ryan, give me the gun!
Don't do it, Ryan!
He's gonna ruin your life like he ruined mine. Give me that
bullshit! Gun. Did you tell Ryan about your cocaine addiction? Or your weakness for prostitutes?
You convinced me to make out with my own father.
Everyone at the party loved it. They thought it was edgy.
As Bruce and Wilfred tussle on the ground, Ryan fires the gun in the air.
Not up there, you idiot! He's down here!
I don't want to do this!
Kill him, Ryan! Kill him!
Ryan shoots Bruce.
Well done, Ryan. Well done.
Look what you made me do.
Oh no, this was your choice.
What are you talking about? I just killed a man!
Or did you?
Oh! Blanks? What the hell is going on?
Isn't it obvious?
No, it's not obvious. Nothing is ever obvious with you.
May I? Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Bruce.
Here's the thing, pal. This shit is complicated.
Wilfred nods.
Good game, Bruce.
I'll get you next time.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
See you around, kid.
Good game?
Well, it was more of a contest, really. And I won. But the real winner is you. And me, of course.
That doesn't really clear things up for me, Wilfred.
Look, mate, remember the other day when I told you that your problems hadn't simply vanished? I warned you something like this would happen, but you doubted me.
So you made something like this happen?
The fact is, you had your doubts, so I put you to the test. And when the chips were down, you chose faith over doubt. You chose me.
So who the hell was that guy?
What guy?
Bruce! The guy who was just here!
I don't know who you're talking about, mate.
But he was... But you...
Bruce? The guy who was just here? Bruce. Oh, yeah, he's gone. For now. But listen, if you see him around again, you need to let me know. Okay?
A befuddled Ryan sits down on a log.
I guess you were right. I still have a long road ahead of me. All those positive changes I thought I made. They're just fluffy pink clouds.
Yeah, but those clouds have a silver lining. Me. You don't have to go it alone, Roy.
Thanks. You know, I really think I'm gonna be all right.
Of course you are.
Wilfred hands Ryan a lit joint.
I ain't going anywhere.
They smile at each other. Then, sharing the joint, they sit looking out across verdant countryside. Back home on the sofa, Wilfred inhales smoke from a bong.
All right. Fair enough. I'll tell you how I met Bruce. It was about 5 years ago. I was hanging around this college campus. Bruce was a professor there. And one day, he wrote this super complicated math equation on the board that no one could solve, except me, the janitor.
Matt Damon, Good Will Hunting.
Okay. It's only fair you know the truth about Bruce. But I haven't told this to anyone. I was a young pup at the time. Good looking, but a little messed up in the head. I met Bruce while I was infiltrating the Boston Police Department for this Irish mobster.
The Departed?
After some more beers.
You want to know how I met Bruce? The truth is, I don't remember.
All right, well, at least that's an honest answer.
There's a lot of things I don't remember. Where I'm from. How I got here. There's only one thing I do know.
My name is Jason Bourne.